Hi, this is John Floridus. Welcome to Musician's Spotlight. Today we welcome guitarist Mike Dawes. This is John Floridus. Welcome to Musician's Spotlight. I'm very pleased to welcome Mike Dawes to the program. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you on the show. We want to tell listeners, we're actually speaking to Mike in mid-February 2014. We're in a conference room at the Holiday Inn in Bozeman, Montana. And Mike has just been performing in Bozeman at the Ellen Theater with the International Guitar Night. What would you call it, a project?
The International Guitar Night is the name of, it's sort of the brand of a tour set up by one of the guitarists on the tour, a Californian guitarist named Brian Gore. And it's sort of, the format is that it's him introducing, I guess, American audiences to three other guitar players from all around the world. So every year the tour goes through America and now Canada. And there's three different guitarists. So this year we have myself from the UK, Pino Forestieri from Rome, Italy. And then we have the amazing Kike Sinesi from Buenos Aires in Argentina.
Well, that's great. And so that is kind of the setting that's brought you here to Montana. And your music came to my ears and to my eyes, like a lot of other people, through YouTube. And I want to talk a little bit about that, of course. But obviously, as you mentioned, you're from the UK. Whereabouts in the UK?
Currently, actually nowhere. You know, I moved around a bit. I was born in Bristol over in the West. Spent a lot of my life living in Hampshire, Surrey, sort of in the countryside, maybe about an hour and a half south of London, kind of no man's land, you know, where you've got maybe a pub and a supermarket, and that's about it. But at present, I found myself, since my, like, the first video I sort of ever released on YouTube professionally kind of went viral, and kind of it took off, and it really changed my life in a lot of ways and enabled me to realize a long-standing dream of just being able to travel and see so many parts of the world. And I found myself in a situation where I was away maybe, I don't know, 7 weeks out of every 2 months, you know. So I'd come home for maybe a week and then I'd go somewhere else, you know. So I didn't really conclude that rent was a viable thing to be doing. So about 4 months ago, I just moved out, and currently I don't live anywhere. I'm literally a traveling minstrel. I'm not sure how long that will last, but I'm really, really enjoying that freedom at the moment.
Well, Mike, can we just dive right into the YouTube thing? And sure. It's funny because as I approached this interview, I think there's a part of me that was thinking, is there a way that I can interview Mike and not bring this up? Because I'm sure you maybe get tired of talking about this. But it was a rather remarkable video of your arrangement of the Gautier tune.
Oh, thank you very much.
Somebody that I used to know.
Thank you.
And that video in and of itself got, what, 350 million, not yours, but Gautier's.
Yeah, I haven't checked recently, but yeah. 350 million would be a big shock.
I can tell you, I did check. I think you're up to 2,700,000 and something thousand.
Wow, crikey.
Yeah.
Crikey.
Views on YouTube from this. And the thing that struck me, if anybody has followed the history of that song, there are a multitude of arrangements of that piece. It's a fantastic pop song.
It's an incredible song. It's just almost a perfect pop song.
Yeah.
And when you really dissect it, and I mean, I dissected it a lot when you're trying
obviously
to arrange a piece of music like that for solo guitar, you really get to know the song, and it's just fantastic. That started because I met with my sister. I was teaching guitar full time at the time, and I had this Easter break. So I met up with my sister, and she showed me the video of a Canadian group called Walk Off the Earth. It's a really popular cover.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
Yep.
I'm commenting on is the idea that I've spoke to so many people who think that's the original video.
Yeah, I know, me too, yeah. I mean, but this is a really popular cover version of somebody that I used to know, with where five people are playing one guitar, and my sister kind of challenged me to do that as something to sort of spend my time doing, because ironically, I'd actually been through sort of quite a sort of big breakup, you know, and I needed something to do, so what better to do than spend your time arranging the world's most popular breakup song? and that's where it really came from. And because of that sort of emotional situation and just that the current life situation, I just put so much more energy into the arrangement process than I had with any other arrangement or composition at that stage. To see it take off instantly, it just was so overwhelming. And I feel that maybe on some level, I hope on some level people can connect with that there is more to the performance and the arrangement than just a technician playing notes. the really cool thing is that Gautier himself, Wally DeBakker, he got in contact and said some really nice things about it, and we've actually become good friends since. He invited me down to Melbourne to his studio, and we spent 4 days in a barn in Melbourne, sort of making some music. And yeah, I mean, there's no more humbling thing you can have when you arrange someone's music than have the original artist sort of say something like that. And you know, he is such a humble guy, such a sweet guy, and you know, he really, really appreciates the response that the world has given his song.
This is John Floridas. You're listening to Musician Spotlight. I'm speaking today with guitarist Mike Dawes. Mike, certainly, if folks have found you through YouTube, which is a visual medium, this is a perfect medium for your style of guitar playing. Fingerstyle guitar playing, but with a extension of the fingers. I mean, a lot of people, I suppose, you know, refer back to Michael Hedges, Andy McKee, who I know you share a label with. Let's talk a little bit about how you got into that particular style.
The thing is about this, the style you're referring to, I suppose, is the use of a lot of extended and unusual but increasingly usual guitar techniques, lots of two-handed tapping and percussion on the body of the guitar and different ways of producing harmonics and things like that. I'll spare people from too much guitar geekery, but the thing about this style that I really like to mention is that it's a means to a musical end, you know, and that's what I think a lot of people can miss when they are watching something on YouTube. YouTube is fantastic because it exposes almost anyone who wants to search for it, or anyone who stumbles across it, to this style, sort of, I guess, pioneered by Michael Hedges in the 80s. But the songs that really stand out are the songs that are songs. They have melodic content and structure and again emotion into it. And the style, personally, for me, is just, you know, if you're tapping or hitting the body of the guitar or something, it's no gimmick. And then when people say it's a gimmick, it really they're really missing the point. It's a way of just getting the musical sounds and desires from your head into an audience's ears. Mm-hmm. If you want a note that you can't achieve, you can change the tuning. If you want a note that you can't achieve and you've already changed the tuning, you could maybe use another hand to achieve that note. That's my approach to it. And I think that's very evident when you look at arrangements like the Somebody arrangement, where the notes are predetermined. You know, these techniques are used because they're the only way that you can get that bass note, that chord, and that, you know, thing at the same time. So that's what it is for me. It's a means to achieving a goal, which starts in your mind, has to go through your fingers to the guitar and into an audience's ears.
Mike, I know you're as you mentioned earlier, you're traveling quite a bit. You're traveling to some amazing places. I happen to know that you were in Beirut, Lebanon.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Another video, but it's a great story. An unusual place to shoot a video.
Oh, is this the cable car?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Talk about the cable car.
Yeah, so, well, I was mentioning earlier, I sometimes get offers to go and maybe do one show or something like that. But I got an offer. In fact, the very first offer I got of an international show was a group called Beirut Jam Sessions organizing gigs in Lebanon. And there's a lot in the media and a lot in the news in the UK and perhaps in the US as well, a lot of negative stuff about that area of the world and Lebanon. And I must admit, I had to take off my westernized head for a moment and listen to what these guys were saying about the place and discovering its beauty and not worrying and not listening to my friends and family that were saying, oh, is it quite dangerous over there? Mm-hmm. And I went out there and I got off the plane and it's one of the most beautiful places I've ever been. The nicest people you will ever meet. And no sign of any, you know, disturbances or skirmishes or anything like that. And I don't know, this energy of positivity that we had led us to one of the Beirut landmarks, which is actually a beautiful cable car going from a mountaintop down to the Mediterranean Sea. And they wanted to shoot a video for their YouTube channel. And they wanted to surprise me with a location, so we went up to the cable car and they didn't tell me that we were doing a video. I just had my guitar with me. They said, "Bring your guitar. We're going to get to the video place."
Did they ask you, are you afraid of heights or something?
They said that they had initially planned to do this video in a marketplace, but they saw a video of me on my Instagram account doing a bungee jump in Whistler about a month earlier. So they immediately decided that would be a good idea. So I found a cable car covered in GoPro cameras, and me and the cameraman Roy got inside the cable car and we shot a video. I'm quite a tall chap and it was quite cramped.
I can verify that.
It was quite cramped. So I mean, some of the percussion hits on the song we recorded, for example, I had to hit parts of the cable car because I couldn't actually maneuver properly. But yeah, that was a fantastic trip. And according to the organizers, it was actually the first ever instrumental fingerstyle concert in Lebanese history.
Oh my gosh.
Which is, I can't really comprehend that. Thank you.
This is John Floridas. You're listening to Musician Spotlight, and I'm speaking today with guitarist Mike Dawes. MikeDawes.com is the name of Mike's website. I'm going to spell that. Well, Mike, I think most folks would know how to spell that. Dawes is Mike's last name, and that's where you can go to find out more information about what Mike is doing. One of the things that Mike is doing, speaking of you in third person here, is you have your own app.
I do.
For instruction or?
Yeah, well, it's for iOS devices, so for iPhone and iPad at the moment. And I hooked up with this great developer, Leafcutter Studios, over in the UK, and we developed an app called Percussive Acoustic Guitar with Mike Dawes. You can just search for Mike Dawes or Percussive Guitar or something on iTunes. And it's incredibly affordable. And essentially, we came up with over an hour's worth of content, instructional content from the ground up, basically introducing people to this guitar style. So for everything from talking about alternative tunings to tapping techniques to using the guitar as a drum kit, and then some really, really advanced sort of fun over the top, crazy, crazy arm flailing stuff. And the great thing about this app is it's interactive as well. You can actually view the notes with the real audio underneath, but you can slow down the notes to 20 BPM or all the way up to 200 BPM with the real audio changing as well. So you can, it's a completely interactive instructional tool, basically. And really, really, really pleased with how it came out. The developer did a fantastic job, and we're really looking forward to doing more of those. And you can just, if you're interested, you can just check it out on iTunes.
That's fantastic. Well, it's been great talking to you tonight, Mike. And I say tonight, this is without question the latest interview that I think I've done in my 16 years of doing Musician Spotlight.
Or the earliest,
yes. For our listeners' sake, I'm doing this interview with Mike at 12:23 a.m. in Bozeman, Montana. So definitely setting a precedent here. Thanks so much for coming by and talking shop with us here on Musician Spotlight. And I hope we get a chance to speak down the road.
I hope so too. Thanks for having me.
This is John Floridas. You've been listening to Musician Spotlight. Our guest today has been Mike Dawes. If you'd like to contact us, you can do so through the Montana Public Radio website, mtpr.org. You can also contact us through our own website, musicianspotlight.org, and as well through Facebook. Our program is now available as a podcast from those websites as well as from iTunes. Musician Spotlight is a production of Montana Public Radio.